I guess we haven't forgotten how to host New Year's Eve parties yet, huh? Oh, it's been such a blast so far. Just 10 out of 10. Our new house is working so well, by the way. Everybody's feeling really cozy and comfortable. I just love the vibe of it. Ah, and babe, oh my gosh, the arancini? Unbelievable. They were so perfect and cute. Oh, the bar was already set pretty high, but you really outdid yourself with the cooking today. I know, it takes a lot of patience and time with arancini, especially with the twins crawling around between your legs in the kitchen. You're amazing. We have to buy more of that burrata, by the way. Oh, it tasted so good. And the texture, oh my gosh. Oh, there's still some left in the fridge. Sorry, I have to have it. Hey, can you start putting the dishes into the dishwasher while I get the dessert ready? Thank you. Oh, I can't believe how excited everyone got when we told them we got engaged. Should we tell them about my gestational surrogacy plans as well, or do you think we should wait? Babe. You just can't keep your hands away from me tonight, can you? I know. I'm no better. Oh, your hands are just constantly on my belly. I am very well aware that my tummy is very full of food right now. I like it, of course I do, but people notice these kinds of things. Gosh. Oh, I totally look pregnant. I'm sure it would be really suspicious if I wasn't drinking tonight. You don't care? Oh, wow, you're so cool. Oh, hey, while I'm thinking about it, I haven't had the time to tell you, but I got an email today. Yeah, they matched and introduced me to the intended parents, and I'm meeting them in January. Yeah, I'm serious. It's so exciting. They're a same-sex couple from somewhere around here in their 30s. I got a very good first impression. We'll see. So, yeah, it looks like I'm going to be pregnant again in the new year. Oh, gosh, I just remembered. What are we going to do with the wedding? I mean, we should probably wait, right? Can you imagine the audacity? Getting married while being totally knocked up with someone else's babies? Parading down the aisle with a massive baby bump in a wedding dress. Having to explain to everyone that they aren't ours. But, I mean, you know, would that really be the end of the world? I'm always up for breaking preconceived notions. And I really love the idea of being a pregnant bride. It's kind of sexy. Anyway, let's just not put too much on our plates. Surrogacy is an all-consuming thing combined with being a mom. Oh, we'll just see what happens. I'm still kind of relieved this is happening, though. I mean, two kids of our own are plenty enough for now, and it was the right decision to bring babies to some people who can't have them on their own. Before we expand our own family, which will probably happen sooner or later, whether we want it to or not. Oh, it was really just down to pure luck that I didn't get pregnant that night we got carried away. I know I said that I really wanted to grab hold of my career, but the surrogacy idea is just too exciting. I have to experience it. And I guess carrying other people's babies is the only thing that can keep you from knocking me up again right away. Oh, well, a night like this is now suddenly such a rare opportunity for me to let loose a little bit and have something to drink. Yeah, I said babies. Why? Well, I mean, there's a pretty big possibility of a multiple pregnancy. They said they're okay with multiple babies. Actually, that they would prefer having at least twins, so. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, you can just transfer one embryo at a time and then repeat the process if it doesn't work, but, you know, it's nothing I haven't experienced before. How many? I mean, it could be 3 to 5. No, wait. There's still only a relatively small chance of triplets, even if I went with 4. But the possibility of twins is pretty real. And since I've already carried twins, there's also a possibility that one of them would split. So, yeah, I'll probably carry twins or triplets. I mean, of course, they asked what I was comfortable with, but what if it's triplets? Yeah, I guess I haven't really thought about that possibility yet. I mean, but I guess it would still be pretty similar to my twin pregnancy. How hard could it be? I mean, I would probably get a bit bigger. Okay, maybe much bigger. Yeah? And what makes you think I'd be so enormous? You thought I was huge when I was pregnant with the twins? Get out of here. I know, I'm just joking. Gosh. Oh, you're right. I can't really imagine how it would be to be pregnant with triplets. Nope. I already gave them an answer. No, I said I didn't have a problem with it. I'm serious. I already decided that I'm taking the chance with multiple embryos. I really want to do this. I want to grow multiple babies for these people. It's what I really want. And the compensation is pretty substantial as well. I'm so glad for your support. I couldn't possibly do this without your blessing and without your willingness to take on so many things on yourself and help with the others. I really think it's going to be such an amazing experience for everyone. I'm sure there'll be lots for you to enjoy throughout this journey as well. Lots of me to enjoy, actually. Because I'll obviously be very, very, very pregnant again. Oh, I'll have so much amazing pregnancy sex without having to worry about preparing for the newborns. Oh, and the twins will be big enough to spend more time with their parents. Maybe we could even go on a Suro baby moon if such a thing exists. You've already done your deed, so you know how it is when they're yours. Like you're the one who did this to me. Oh, it's going to be so awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I can't wait. Anyway. Let's bring out the desserts. Okay. Here are the souffles. And there's also cookies and 2 different cakes in the pantry. Babe. Oh, your hand is resting on my tummy again. Fuck. Oh, I'm having so much fun, but I can't wait to have you all to myself later. Oh, it's like you always somehow sense that I'm... Oh, never mind. Oh, let's not keep them waiting anymore, okay? What? Nothing. Hey! Leave me alone. You shouldn't be touching me because I'm ovulating and I'm struggling to focus on anything other than, you know, just jumping your bones. Oh gosh, why did I have to tell you this? Do I smell differently? Do I look fertile to you? Stop it. We really can't. Just fuck it. Get in the pantry. Okay, close the door. Just do it quickly. I'm wet already. Oh, fuck. Just pull my panties down. Oh, the music is pretty loud. They won't hear us, but still, just cover my mouth if I get too loud, okay? And just fuck me. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, gosh. Oh, you just went all the way in? Oh, God, yes. Oh, I love it when you just hang me up on your big cock. Fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, God, grab me by the hips and pick me up like that? Yes, right there. Right there. Fuck, yes. Those are the cinnamon cookies I made. Don't they look delicious? Do you want to add some of your special ingredients to the mix? I'll make some baby dough together that'll rise slowly inside of me. Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness gracious. What am I talking about? I mustn't let the intended parents down. Oh, I'm sure they would understand, though. A fertile woman in her prime and a healthy relationship. Yes. Oh, there's always that possibility. Oh, God, yes. Oh, gosh. Oh, it looks like I'll end up pregnant one way or another. Yes. Fuck, yes. Oh, you know what's ironic? I'll be spectacularly pregnant if you pull out. I'll be as big as a house, beyond your imagination. Just, oh, I'll be having so much fun with my enormous belly. Just and keep that in mind. God, yes. Every possible rational argument speaks against it, but... Oh, but I still want you to come inside me so fucking much. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Why do we keep putting ourselves in these situations? Yeah. Yes, I'm fine. I just spilled something on the floor behind the door. We'll be right out with you. There's a vacuum cleaner. Just turn it on. Oh, baby, we have to get back to the guests. Oh, come for me. Oh, come for me, but pull out. You can't come inside me. Yes, I can feel you throbbing. Oh, God, yes. Pull out and come on my ass. Oh, God. No. Oh, you're squirting all over the cookies. No, not on the cake. Just put it back in me. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I forgot how big and strong your loads are. Yes. Oh, I think your fireworks went off a little bit early. There's still 20 minutes left until New Year. Oh, no. Oh, you glazed the cookies. Oh, and cream pied me at the same time. Gosh. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, what should I do now? I don't even have time to clean up at the moment. And it would be a little too obvious if I went straight to the bathroom. I'll just pull my panties up and pray that it doesn't trickle out too much. Gosh. I can't imagine the embarrassment if this gets me pregnant. Oh, what would I tell the parents? I'm sorry, I had every intention of growing your babies, but my fiancé just happened to knock me up in the pantry. I just didn't want him to come all over the cake. Gosh. Oh, goodness. Oh, I guess I'll just tell him that it was an accident. We always used condoms, but it broke at the right time. Oh, damn. We should actually have been using protection just for the time being. Oh well, what can you do? I guess I'll welcome the new year already loaded with your cum. Great. A sign of things to come. I'm just a little afraid of the heavier fireworks that might go off inside me in a few hours, when everybody's gone and we've had a few drinks. I'm sure you want to blast a few more baby rockets inside me this night, as a way of celebrating the new year. Okay, I'll stop. But I am getting some serious baby-making vibes from you, and you know I'm helpless against that when I'm horny. Who knows, maybe we'll pass out before that happens. Now, let's go back and have some fun. The night is still young. Oh, and by the way, this cream pie potentially cost us $60,000.